Hi, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the fourth volume of the Ascension Project, called Becoming Unity Consciousness. To start today's lesson, we're going to be building on the nine levels of creation, which was originally shared with you in the third volume of the Ascension Project. As we look at this diagram together, we can see that God consciousness is at the top. Now, God consciousness, also called the Father, is called the Father because the Father shares their life force with the Earth, the Mother. But it is the Mother that gives birth to the creation in physical reality. I want you to think of the Father's life force as their light. Now, within this light is a genetic code, DNA, that is unity consciousness. Now, unity consciousness is a 22-part pattern, and each of these patterns needs to be understood by you as the human being if it's your intention to complete your reincarnation cycle and return home to God consciousness. And not just understood intellectually, you need to learn how to balance this pattern through personal experience during your incarnation on Earth, or in some cases, many incarnations on Earth. Think of the life lessons that you learn, the working through of your karma, as you learning how to balance this pattern of unity consciousness. Now, underneath God consciousness, you have your divinity. This is the truest expression of who you are, of what you are light. This is the part of you that knows that you share DNA, a genetic code, unity consciousness with God the Father. Underneath your divinity, we have Source. Now, Source is the power source that powers the levels of creation that are underneath it in this diagram. The Source is not God. The Source is a creation that powers this system. Now, underneath Source, we have your soul self. Now, your soul self, as we have described it many times, is a lot like a loving parent to your human self. It is that part of you that is guiding you throughout your life to help you learn and work through your karma, to help you understand how to balance the pattern of unity consciousness. Now, your soul self, to some, would also be considered your higher mind or your higher self. Underneath your soul self, you have the astral planes, the higher and lower astral planes. Yes, the astral planes are far more complex than this, but this is a simplified version to give you a basic understanding of how the whole system works. Underneath the astral planes in this diagram, we have the field, or the quantum field. Now, the field is where all the patterns are sent that are responsible for creating our physical reality. So the patterns from God consciousness, your divinity, your soul self, all the beings and intelligences in the astral planes, they are all sent to the field. Everything shares DNA, a genetic code, with God consciousness. That is unity consciousness. It's just that a lot of intelligences, their pattern of unity consciousness is out of balance. So then we get to the human self and the Earth. Your human self is the projection of your own pattern of unity consciousness in its current state. Your physical body and your physical life and all the experiences you are having are a direct result of your own pattern of unity consciousness that is being projected into the field. Now, your soul self understands and it knows that it shares DNA, this genetic code with God consciousness, the Father. The issue is that your human self doesn't understand this. And through the process of reincarnation, you will go through different stages of awareness, of remembering who you are and where you really come from. For a lot of people, the first step is to just remember that they are more than this physical body, and that there is a life after this physical existence. And you accept some idea of a spirit world, some sort of heaven, and this is where you go, and this is where your understanding of God will be, or gods. If you only accept that you are from a creator that is responsible for creating your human self, and that you share DNA with this creator, that you are from them, and you do not accept that your soul self and your divinity are who you really are, and that these parts of you share DNA with the Father, God conscious, then you stay inside the system of Source and have not completed the reincarnation cycle. To complete the reincarnation cycle and return home to God consciousness and leave this system that Source powers, you need to understand that your true self, your divinity, and your soul self both share DNA with God consciousness. Your soul self is attempting to teach you and show you by parenting you through as many incarnations as are necessary in order for you to complete the various stages of reincarnation, to remember and understand that you as the human are a projection of the pattern of unity consciousness that is either in balance or out of balance. And that creates your physical life and your body the way you are currently experiencing it. And that by learning to balance this pattern of unity consciousness and being unity consciousness in your physical life, you remember who you are and where you come from. And you complete this reincarnation cycle you are in. A lot of people will struggle with accepting their human DNA and then going directly to the idea that they share DNA, this genetic code, unity consciousness, with God consciousness, the Father. Which is why at humanity's current state of evolution, the idea that we have a galactic family, brothers and sisters from across the stars, that we share DNA with, that we have a connection with, has been brought forward to allow you another stage or step of the reincarnation cycle to move you closer to understanding, to remembering where you come from as a soul, not where you come from as the human. Most people at this stage accept that they are not this physical body, that they are a soul having a human experience, and yet they still stay attached to the human DNA as the soul. Think of this second step, that we have a galactic family, that we share DNA with our galactic family, as a middle ground to help you understand that you are not just this human DNA, the human self, that you potentially have already had lifetimes as a member of this galactic family. Or it could be that by being introduced to humanity's galactic family, that you will open a doorway that will allow you as the human to be open to the idea that you can reincarnate, have another life, another experience as a member of this galactic community. The human body, the human self, does have a creator. But you are not the human body. You are your soul self, and you are your divinity. And your divinity and your soul self have a completely different father than your human self does. It's not just that we need to intellectually understand this. That's a part of it. But you actually have to become a unity consciousness in order to actually return home to God consciousness, to where your divinity is. Until you are a unity consciousness, you are the reflection of it in its balanced, coherent state. You stay in the system that source powers, and you keep reincarnating in the system based on the DNA, the genetic code that you accept as your identity. Yes, it's true that there are those inside the system of source who choose to stay in the system, to be the ones that guide those who are going through the different stages of reincarnation and helping them complete it so that they too can return home to God consciousness, to where their divinity is. I'd like to end today's lesson here because I think I've given you more than enough to digest and think about. In the next lesson, we're going to be diving right in to the 22 patterns that create unity consciousness. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you in the next lesson.